Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now, part two of our romantic comedy ultimate bracket.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Colin.
All right, you were with us last week where we fixed the Entertainment Weekly 80s and 90s brackets for the ultimate romantic comedy of all time. We thought we were going to fix the entirety of the bracket and then run it. We did not.
How fucking stupid were we? That was so dumb for us to think that we were like, oh, we'll just do it really quick.
No, we got to talk about every movie that we
talked
about.
You know, we were like hubris. The beginning of When Harry Met Sally, when they've driven across the country together and they irritate each other and they're like, see you never.
No, wrong.
You still have to fall in love.
No, that's right.
You know, 10 years from now, we're going to be arguing about who gets to keep that goddamn wagon wheel.
Garage sale, wagon wheel, coffee table.
That is something we haven't dug in because we got enough content, but The secondary ships on a lot of these.
So good.
I think when we actually do the matchups, I think it's going to, because like, how can you beat Bruno Kirby, Carrie Fisher? Like,
I know.
It's tough.
I just want you to know, I will never want that coffee table.
It's so sweet.
So good.
But you can tell like it's still her saying, I love you.
I know.
Oh my God. Guys, it's going to go pretty far.
They're pretty OTP, that couple.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So
we're moving on.
I'm going to read them all, which we kind of did with the 80s. I'm going to read them all, and then we're going to go back and make our cuts.
Okay.
For the 2000s, 13 Going on 30, Bridget Jones' Diary, The Wedding Planner, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It's complicated. Something's got to give. 27 Dresses. And 500 Days of Summer. As I read this to you, I realize that they were getting cute. The matchups here are thematic in a way that they really didn't do a good job, try to do it previously. So we have The Wedding Planner versus My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Wedding v. Wedding.
We have Nancy Myers versus Nancy Myers. Complicated versus Something Gotta Give. 27 Dresses, 500 Days of Summer. Now, I'm
number
not saying these
versus
are bad.
Parenthetical
I'm not
number.
Saying these are bad picks. I do have like seven alts. But I'm not saying these are bad picks, but I do think they were going for some themes here.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2000s were a very interesting time. There was the rise of Apatow.
Yes.
Both as a director and a producer.
There are three Apatow rom-coms that I think could make this list.
Interesting. I think there's one.
I think there's three.
Wait,
If you count producing.
Nope. Okay. Never mind. I'm forgetting about some of them as I'm scrolling. I'm like, oh, I see.
Okay. So this was one of the first ones that I called out as a fraud in our text thread, and that is 13 going on 30.
Yeah.
That burn it to the ground.
Okay. I will tell.
What is the synopsis?
Okay, so 13 going on 30 is a little bit similar to Big. It's about a girl. She's 13, and she's kind of awkward. She has this cute best friend, but she's who's going to grow up to Mark Ruffalo. But at the time, she's kind of awkward, and she's like not sure about things, and she doesn't really like know what she wants to do. And she's like, you know what? I just wish I was a grown up. I wish I was 30.
She 30, wakes up, flirty, and thriving. 30, yes. Flirty, and thriving.
And she wakes up, and she is not just in the body of a 30-year-old. She's not just Jennifer Garner now.
Oh my
she
God.
Is living a life that she never like built to. So she's a magazine editor. She's got an assistant. She's got a hot boyfriend.
She's
got
having the time of someone else's life.
Exactly.
Okay.
Is it also 17 years later?
Yeah, but they don't really care about that in the movie.
She's not like she doesn't see an iPhone for the first time and like
I
shit
think
her pants.
They set the 30-year-old time as modern. And so I think it is a flashback when she's 13.
Okay.
But we don't spend enough time. Like that part, it's not like Wedding Singer where they care about the
or like Flight of the Navigator.
No, because so the whole thing is like right that when she's at 13, she's like really into like 80s culture, and then that's the whole thing that saves the magazine.
She knows the Thriller dance
because she like does the Thriller dance, and she's like doing a lot of like 80s like you know bright colors shit.
And I'm making it sound like I don't like movies. I don't have a problem with this movie. I think it's a cute
you
premise.
Have, you
and
have a
well.
Problem with it?
Yes,
it shouldn't be
calling
on this list.
It a rom com. The romantic relationship is between her and Mark Ruffalo. She, according to the film, she doesn't talk to Mark Ruffalo from when they're 13 and he has a crush on her and she's awkward till she's 30.
Till she goes on 30.
They used to be best friends when she was 13.
And then she reaches out to him and he's like, you haven't freaking talked to me since seventh grade.
Because she ditches him to hang out with the mean girl.
But
she didn't do that.
Right, but
Jennifer Garner did that.
Right, but in her body, she's still 13. So then a whole thing happened, and also the ending is one of the, it's like Lake House, where they just fix it without actually fixing anything.
Oh, like a golden retriever shows up, and they follow it to a...
I think a golden retriever might be involved.
I think there is like a dog involved. He has a dog.
Are
He's
we sure
very
that,
hot, also.
Are we sure that Mark Ruffalo isn't a golden retriever?
He might be.
No, Chris Evans is a golden retriever.
Oh, yeah.
And I have the tweets to prove
it. Yeah,
I've
seen that
account.
What
he is? You know what he is?
I retweeted. I don't use it.
He's like a chocolate labradoodle.
Okay,
he's like curly hair.
Oh, but he's a little bit of a mutt. You're not 100%
a
sure.
Little bit,
like,
yeah.
There might be something else. He's not a purebred.
No, he's like, he's
I mean, a lab doodle. That was,
No, that's a designer beat.
Oh, well.
That's different. No, okay, so my problem with it as a romance is they have no history, and she's a 13-year-old when she reconnects with him, and he's a 30-year-old.
Right.
Then they do a whole thing where she like, dances with him and somehow magically she's able to fix what was happening when she was 13, but it doesn't go back to time. She doesn't go back in time.
No, she does.
No, but then they go forward again.
Yeah, so she
does it create a
split timeline.
The movie
just jumps to it. So she it goes back in time and then she like doesn't go be with those mean girls and then she like lives her life as a better person and then she ends up, but then we don't get to see that relationship.
We don't see any of that. And then
jump again.
She's friends with and loving
but
Mark Ruffalo.
She doesn't jump forward. The film jumps forward.
Yeah, the film jumps forward.
So, but there's no basis. Like,
yeah.
I'm okay. Again, I like big stories. I'm excited about Shazam, the film that is going to come out in a few months. Like, I
when
like.
Is that a remake of the.
No.
Are you going to talk about Kazam right now?
It's Kazam.
I'm sorry. My bad.
No.
This is based on the DC hero of Captain Marvel.
Gotcha. And I now remember seeing that trailer several times.
Yeah.
Little boy becomes a
yes, I'm
Billy
okay
Batson
with,
becomes
yes, grown up Shazam. Body, little kid inside.
Yeah.
It's just don't expect me to then fall in like a relationship between a little kid in a body and a grown up. That's not romantic. That's like it's Elizabeth Perkins in Big. That's interesting.
If you get to his apartment and there's no bed but a trampoline.
There's bunk beds.
Oh, there is bunk beds. Okay, yeah. And
I mean,
he sleeps
still,
like he calls top bunk.
I don't know. I would not be shocked if in LA there are some single dudes with bunk beds.
Well, yeah, it's very expensive to live here.
Yeah. Gotta is get that, some bunk beds going on. Fill up those rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what
second
I'm saying.
Income.
I'm saying there might be some actual 13-year-olds in adult bodies.
So we are cutting
13 going on 30 from this
the
list.
The next one, again, is one I think only I have seen, but I would vouch for it. It's called Bridget Jones' Diary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a remake, sort of, of Pride and Prejudice. Young Brit, Bridget. figuring out her life. It is kind of a story about her figuring out her life. The romance is not the central plot, but it is a key
romance is something
element.
That she's
I think it works,
actively
though.
Chasing.
Because
right?
Well, exactly. she's chasing the thing with
Hugh
and, you know, and then also dealing with the other dude.
Yep.
So it's...
All right, next.
I think it works.
Wedding
I think so too.
Planner. This is J-Lo.
Oh, yeah. I saw this
Matthew
movie.
Matthew McConaughey. It's a cheating movie.
It's fucked up, dude. She, first of all, she's the wedding planner to Matthew McConaughey.
But she meets him and starts to fall for him before she finds out he's engaged.
Yeah, he knows he's engaged. He knows he's engaged. Know. She gets her little heel caught in a thing and like almost gets hit by a dumpster, and then he saves her.
Yeah. Well, and then they go to the movie.
And they, so she
dances. Oh, my God. Wait, God.
They go very to bad. They go to very an outdoor bad. Movie, and they dance together. Now, again, she doesn't know this whole time he's engaged.
She doesn't
he
know.
Knows the whole time that
he's
engaged.
Dirty.
She's planning his wedding. She
yeah,
doinks,
he hires her to plan
his
wedding. She
doinks her client?
She doesn't find out.
She doesn't know until later.
Ugh. I will cross this movie off the list based on personal picadillos alone.
Great. Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Talking to wedding planner.
Well, it's just unprofessional.
Yeah, it's very unprofessional.
Great call.
She's both bad at her job and bad at being, and he's bad at being a person because you shouldn't do that.
No,
don't
you shouldn't.
And wedding planner.
No, he knew he wasn't in love with his fiance. Freaking end it. The answer to don't most propose. Questions, and I know we don't really, no one asks us for advice anymore, but if you're not
we
sure, take a break.
Yeah.
Then you can, it's so much
you can
easier
always
to get back
together
than get divorced.
Always get back together.
It's so much easier to get back together than get divorced. That's a lesson I was taught from a very young age by my mother. Okay.
Because the courts don't need to get involved.
Yeah.
Courts, children, there's a lot going on.
Right.
Okay. My Big Fat Greek Wedding. This is a big deal, guys.
It's got to stay.
It's got to stay.
It's got to stay.
Great, great,
great movie.
It's complicated. This should.
Kick it to the guy.
It's got
to
fucking
can,
go, dude.
We can
There's
file
so
this under
more.
Fuck the
I
baby boomers, too.
I would replace that with the proposal, for God's sake.
What now, what in the world Seriously? Is it's complicated?
Yeah. It's I've complicated is Steve Martin, Meryl Streep, and Alec Baldwin.
Whoa, what a cast.
Alec
I love
Baldwin
it.
Alec Baldwin and Meryl Streep used to be married. They have kids. They have three kids. One of them, I think, is a gummer. I think one of them is an actual daughter of Meryl Streep.
This is, oh, okay.
Now.
The whole movie is just lifestyle porn. That it's about seeing the enormous scene. Houses that they live in
uh-huh.
and the kitchens they have that are all recently remodeled and the effortlessly moneyed lives that they lead.
They
it's
also
like Big Little Lies
once.
Without any of the fun murder. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's trying to be funny.
True.
Big Little Lies is very rarely trying to be funny.
No, very rare. Very rare. Very rare.
You know when that scene where Nicole Kidman puts on all the hats?
But I would say, like, there's a bunch of Nancy Meyers. I would say, and it's not even on my list to actually pitch, but, like, Holiday is a better rom-com than
oh,
this.
Yeah.
Like, there are better Nancy Meyers. Yeah. So let's get rid of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, kill
Something's got to give. Now, I have a special spot in my heart because this does feature some heavy-duty flirting between a hot Dr. Keanu Reeves and and Diane Keaton, who's like a lady of a certain age, who's a novelist. Now, I can watch those scenes anytime I want. I don't have to watch this whole movie, and I don't have to vote for this movie. So I've now said everything positive I have to say about it. I want to cut it. Does anyone have a feeling that they want
no,
Jack Nicholson
no.
and Diane Keaton falling in love?
I don't
That's fine. It. Let's cut it.
I have no...
27 dresses. This is some bullshit. This is only
this has
here
gotta fucking go,
to
dude.
Be cute
this has gotta
next to 500 days.
Go. It's gotta go. It's gotta go.
All right, now 500 Five. Days of summer. We've already decided. My only... And I did rewatch the first 40% of this movie before coming here.
I've never seen it.
Oh.
I know
I think
of
you
it.
Can handle it now.
Mm.
I think that there probably were times...
When it would have been tough?
Or not tough, but where you would have been like, fuck this guy.
Oh. I think I could still think that.
You might
you're
know,
totally
you're
still
okay.
think fuck
you,
this
yeah,
guy.
You're supposed to think fuck this guy.
Yes.
I think you're supposed to empathize with his growth. But there are things that happen in it and ways that especially he talks about Summer when he first meets her that are beyond the pale of what I think Kelly would put up with in a modern film.
Sure, sure. I mean, I do feel like that is the point, though.
Like yes, but the two this it came out at a time where we were a little bit nicer about
sure,
letting
sure.
fuckboys be fuckboys.
Sure.
But this he and his friends like they start like she doesn't smile at one of them, so he's like she's a lesbian.
Right.
Now I get that that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using air quotes.
Heavy quotes.
Mm-hmm. But like it's
But I mean, like, that's the same thing that we could sort of say about Chasing Amy, too. Yep. It's like, especially at the beginning of that, I mean, like, Banky is saying all the worst words and, like, has all of the worst opinions about gay people.
It's true.
And black people. So, like, I mean, I do sort of feel like 500 Days of Summer is the 2000 slot equivalent of Chasing Amy in the 90s.
No, I'm not trying to cut it.
Okay.
But okay, cool. So we have made some big cuts. So let's talk.
Yeah, 2000s.
2000s to
let's
bring
talk
in
Tao Appa.
Okay,
start right there.
Where I would start with him, and it's okay if not all of these get in. But I had three Apatow related vehicles from the 2000s.
Okay,
to enter the mix. One is 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yes.
Yes.
One is Knocked Up.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then the other is the one I like the best.
Me too.
And he is the least involved.
Yes.
And that's Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yay. I say put all three of them on there.
I agree.
That's bold.
I would say maybe, I don't know.
Maybe not Knocked Up?
Not Knocked Up.
Okay.
I don't know. Knocked Up does not, if you watch it again now, it's
okay.
It's not great.
I think 40-Year-Old Virgin versus Knocked Up, I feel like if we pick one, that's fair.
I mean, 40-Year-Old Virgin has a couple things where you're kind of like, this is like, I know that some of the guys are supposed to be gross, but like, it's just more gross now. But this, like, Steve Carell is like so fucking endearing and good in it.
Tour de force is how I would describe it.
And Catherine Keener is amazing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
Oh my God. And little Kat Dennings.
Yes.
Like,
that
dynamic and for as a romantic comedy, like, that is something I would show someone who hasn't seen all these movies and said, this is a good movie to watch.
And it so perfectly fits the formula, too.
Mm.
Okay. So we still have three holes.
Bag
now.
Of sand.
Oh, I was thinking that too. Okay.
A bag of sand.
Now I have a couple.
So good.
Because I did find a foreshadow of this last week. I have a couple of urban romantic comedies that could fit in.
Okay.
One is called Brown Sugar, and that stars Nia Long. Wait, sorry. Nia Long is in a lot of these, but she's not in this one. She's in Best Man, which we already cut. It is Brown Sugar is Taye Diggs and Sanaa Lathan. They are best friends who bond over their love of music. They fall in love. This one, part of what I love about this one has a secondary romance with Mos Def and Queen Latifah.
Oh, that's pretty great.
They are the best friends, but then they like end up falling in love with each other. So I have affection for Brown Sugar. I rewatched Something New today. Are you guys familiar with Something New?
I am not.
This one kind of walks the line in terms of romance versus romantic comedy versus, I wouldn't call it drama, but it doesn't always have comedic elements. It is Sanaa Lathan. Are you guys familiar with who Sanaa Lathan is? She's the star of Love and Basketball. So
okay,
I guess you guys haven't done all the homework that I've requested that you do.
110 text notifications, as I mentioned last week.
Sanaa Lathan is a delight. She may be,
oh, yes,
she
yes.
May be
I know her.
Bit Beyonce's face. That's a rumor.
What? Anyway,
that's Tiffany Haddish started that rumor, not me. But
not me.
Not me. Don't come for me, Sanaa.
Way to cite your sources.
Yeah. But so Something New is about this woman. She's kind of an uptight lawyer. Are there any other kinds? She's sort of uptight, and she she comes from this very, I think it's LA. It is LA because they go to Los Feliz. It's LA based, and she comes from this very like well-to-do family. They participate in like, and it's all like all of their culture is black. Everyone she knows is black. All her friends are black. All of her family is. She does like the debutante ball, which I didn't know that was a thing in LA, but like where you wear gloves, and you have coming out cotillion, all that stuff. She's a grown up, but she did it when she was a kid, a teenager. So she's very steeped in that culture, and she's very, her family, her parents are both professional, like very wealthy. So she kind of has like an upwardly wealthy attitude. She is set up by one of her clients, a white girl. She's set up on a blind date. She shows up for the blind date, and it's Simon Baker. Do you guys know what Simon Baker looks like?
Yes.
Everyone needs to look at Simon Baker right now so that the rest of this kind of makes more sense. He is, like, I would say next level handsome. Like, kind of a Ken doll, too.
He's a Ken doll.
He's kind of like a proto Ryan Hansen.
But, like, like Ryan like Hansen
more,
was an
more attractive. Yeah.
If Ryan Hansen was a leading man,
Simon Baker is like way hotter now.
He's
hot in Something New, guys.
The glasses.
Because I haven't told you what he does for a living, guys.
What's he do for a living?
He is a landscaper who brings his golden retriever to work.
Ooh. So
golden.
Yes. Oh my God.
Whoa, so he's so hot.
He looks like a proto Army Hammer, to be honest.
But willing to have dirt under his fingernails, which is way hotter than Army Hammer is. Because Army Hammer is not going to do your landscaping.
No, Army Hammer is behind glass all the time.
Okay,
a sun daddy? No, you didn't like that? I like this one. This is my favorite picture of him. I call him sun daddy because he's wearing a big brimmed straw hat.
No, you pulled that real quick. Makes me feel like maybe you had these pictures on your phone. Let me see if I can find one from Something New. Okay, so she meets him as a blind date, and she's nice to him, and she's like, oh, I get it now, what my client was saying. She was saying you were really cute and cool, but like, you're not for me. Like, this isn't a good fit. And he's just like, okay, like, I'm not.
Fine.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
I'm going to grow up to be a sun daddy one day.
Yeah, I'm a hunk. Fine. Like, and then he then is recommended to her to be the landscaper for her house. She just bought a house. And so he starts doing her landscaping and they kind of bond over it. But he's also like opening up her mind. Like at one point he comes into her house, she has like orders food and they drink wine in her house. And he's like, so when are you going to get like real furniture? Like everything here is beige. Like everything in this room is a shade of beige. And she's like, what's wrong with beige? And
he's just my mother?
Nah.
I mean, is your mom hot Sinead Latham, who's a doctor?
Have you met my mother?
No. Oh my God. Your mom is Sinead Latham.
Yes, she is.
And not only have you not seen Hoot Love and Basketball, you haven't told me that's your mom. We're in a fight. So anyways, I'm going very slow, but let me go faster. It's all fun. But there is a lot of conflict, especially because she comes from such a they're very snotty about how rich they are and how like their class, but they're also snotty about they're Black people and they're proud of being Black. So it's also like, why are you're fucking this white boy landscaper? You're fucking the help.
Yeah.
Essentially that's what her brother is. Like you're sleeping with the help. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like get a hot. And then. So then things are like weird, and he's kind of weird about her hair at one point.
Oh no, that's not good.
No, don't do that.
And he's like, what is that? That's not your real hair. Is that a wig? And she's like, it's a weave. And he's like, so it's not your real hair. And she's like, get out of my bed.
Yeah. As she should.
Yeah,
she should. He just needs to take a walk and like learn a little bit on his own. She doesn't have to teach him. He needs to go learn.
He just needs to learn.
Thank
you.
And then you know who comes into her life? And this poor guy, this happens to him a lot. Freaking Blair Underwood comes into her life.
Poor Blair.
He's so handsome and so perfect and so good. He's an architect partner at his firm. He's like perfect and handsome and rich and the perfect guy for her family. And she's with him for a while. And then eventually she's like, I'm still in love with my ex-boyfriend. Sorry. Ooh. Peace. Then she goes, gets Brian. That's his name. He's very cute. And then everything works out. It has it's romantic comedy in that it ends happy, but it isn't. I think it's a great romantic film of the 2000s. I guess is where I come back to. It is not as overtly funny as 40-Year-Old Virgin or Forgetting Sarah Marshall or Bridget Jones' Diary or My Big Fat Greek Wedding. So it would be a different kind of thing to put in 2000s, but I guess I'm voting for it.
Could it go in the slot against 500 Days of Summer? Because there is an empty spot right there.
Sure. If you guys are down.
Yeah, that's fine. Having never seen this movie.
I know, it's not.
Even though it maybe stars my mother.
She would have been so young when you were born. another one that should be mentioned is a film called Love Actually.
Yeah.
We still have two holes, by the way.
We do have two holes, by the way.
Love Actually, I feel like... never seen it, but I have had it described to me several times.
Mm-hmm. In good or bad ways.
I don't like having that movie described to me anymore.
No, I mean, when people describe it to you, are they like, this is a great movie, let me describe it to you?
So,
or this is a terrible movie, let me describe it to you?
So, the positive. So this couple that I've known for many, many years, fuck it, I'll... first and last, put them on blast.
Don't do that.
Erica Terry and Winston Carter are putting y'all on blast. No, because so Eric and I are hanging out, and I'm like, oh, I've never seen Love Actually. She's like, oh, great. Let me tell you about it. Takes about a solid hour 20 to tell me about this one.
Sometimes it's fun to tell your friends about movies.
Right, exactly. But I was like, great. We did that. We went through that together. Our friendship has endured. I still don't want to see that movie.
Sure.
Months later, I'm hanging out with her long-term boyfriend, and I say, oh my God, one time your girlfriend described to me Love Actually for like an hour, and it was terrible. And he goes, oh, but you've never seen Love Actually? And he did the exact same thing to me.
Was it a bit?
No.
Like, maybe it's a bit for them.
It sounds like a bit.
It sounds like he was doing it, and then later they laughed in the car on the way home.
We made him listen to them.
Yeah, do you think it's a sex bit for them? That, like, they get off on it together?
Did you fucking tell Colin about Love Actually?
You know what?
Tell me how you told
him.
They go right up to the Laura Linney stuff, and then they just stop having sex. They give themselves blue balls, just like that movie gave us. So there's a storyline with Laura Linney. Don't worry about it. I have other things to explain to you. Okay, so I'm okay with not keeping it in.
Or not putting it in?
Not putting it in.
I sort of like Love Actually as included on this list. Okay. And I know that like the tide has turned against Love Actually in recent years, that people are like, it's a bad movie or it's a not romantic movie or whatever. But like, I think that's willfully ignoring what Love Actually is trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Because the movie is just about presenting all of these different romantic movie setups and playing them all out in the same universe.
It's true.
And like, a lot of them end up not being satisfying. And some of that is like, actually playing out what's not satisfying about like the source material of all those things. I think the movie is a lot smarter and more fun than people are willing to say that it is. So, I mean, I don't know that I like it as a romantic comedy, but I think as a movie, I do like Love Actually.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm down. I think that it's a subgenre of romantic comedy, and I like it on our list better than I would like if someone pitched New Year's Eve or Valentine's Day.
Isn't Love Actually the one that created that subgenre, though?
I would say
I think it's the first one to do it with romance as the central. It's kind of like saying that the
Matrix started the Matrix movies. Like,
I see by what I said.
I was gonna say, can we get Go on the list?
No, it's not a romantic comedy, but it's an action movie or a thriller maybe, or high adrenaline
crime comedy maybe.
But I think the comedy comes and goes in the different stories. So I think you're right. Crime holds it all together. Maybe crime holds it all together. But that's one where it's a bunch of different stories that fit in the universe. And I think Love Actually does that, but with romance stories. Now, I'm going to dig, if you guys have suggestions, I'm down to hear them. But I have my Mogi's favorites of the early 2000s.
Yeah, let's hear.
And I think maybe one would make, so one that I will pitch is probably our only foreign language option.
Oh.
And it's a film called Amélie.
Amélie.
It is French. It is
Jean-Pierre Jeunet.
Yeah, it's so French. It's so French, but it's very cute. It is romantic.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I feel like as much as she has other things going on, her life is crazy. I think it's interesting. I can't remember what they call it in France. It's a different name. It's like the something.
Oh
life,
yeah,
but
it's like an ennui.
No, ennui is sad.
No, she's saying what the title of the movie is.
The title in France is different, but they shortened it for us to call it Amélie. But the central plot is that really is her and Nico. Nico? We'll never know.
Again, we know a man named Nico, and it's messed up.
Unless his name's Nick, but I don't think it's Nick. Anyway.
His name on his birth certificate is Nicholas. But his parents decided immediately after naming him that they didn't like the name Nicholas and didn't want to call him Nick.
Nico.
Therefore, he's Nico. Hey, Nico, what's up?
He listens to every episode. Amélie, I think it's romantic. It's fun. I think it fits in. It's a genre bending situation. So I think maybe having it go up against Love Actually is an interesting pairing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pitch Amélie.
I'd support that. It's also got a killer score. It's a Jan Tiersen score. It's just fucking awesome. It's so good.
I mean, Yeah, the filmmaker makes amazing movies. Yeah. Like Delicatessen is really great. Like he just makes great movies.
Also directed Alien Resurrection. So
toss that in the bracket.
All right.
Are there any other 2000s picks that anyone wants to pitch in here?
I've been waiting for our next generation. For so are we
set for 2000s?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can we
recap what our 2000s ones are?
40-Year-Old Virgin, Bridget Jones' Diary, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Love Actually, Emmy Lee, Something New, 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a strong bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
so. Okay. Awesome.
And reflective of its time. Now, the 2010s, what EW.com thought were the top eight to discuss? Shocking. Bridesmaids, Trainwreck, Crazy Stupid Love, Friends with Benefits, Love, Simon, Easy A, To All the Boys I've Loved Before, and Set It Up.
Okay.
Now, should we start cutting shit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Top first one, cut one. Bridesmaid.
Gotta go. It's
not a rom-com.
Not a rom-com. I'm sorry. It is a, like,
it's a friend.
Frat pack. It's a friend.
Yeah, it's
friends.
Type comedy.
I mean,
it's a lady
and
bromance.
That, and I know that there are probably some listeners who love a lesser Chris, who is a delight in this movie.
In what? Oh, yeah.
But that's not what this is. Let's move on. And if you are a person who loves that lesser Chris, watch Juliet Naked, even though also he still doesn't get the girl and stuff, but is very cute. Okay, Trainwreck. That is a rom-com.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
No,
so I can't speak to it.
I keep Trainwreck. It's good. It's funny.
Top eight of the last 9 years?
I think so. Unless, right. I mean, if we're like hurting for slots later, we can talk about it. But I think it's definitely worth keeping.
Good. I mean, I have not seen it. So, yeah.
Okay.
It is my favorite application of Amy Schumer.
Okay.
Dope.
Okay. Crazy Stupid Love.
I never saw that.
I don't know. Now, this is multiple storyline kind of situation. Yes, Ryan Gosling is charming. I don't know if I would call this a romantic comedy, except in the broad sense that relationships are central to the plot.
Is that the one with him and Steve Carell?
Yeah.
Not a comedy.
All right.
I saw that movie.
Yeah.
Is it funny? I didn't think it was a bad movie per se.
I think like when he, there's like little bits with Ryan. Ryan Gosling plays like a much more of a character than he usually, like much more of a.
He plays a hitch replacement, I suppose.
Sort of, but like, I think he's funny. I think he has funny bits. I think there's that whole thing where Emma Stone is like, "You're photoshopped." That got a lot of laughs every single time I saw that trailer, which was a lot of times because this is a well-promoted movie. I think it also, and I'm ready to cut it because the same way we cut 16 Candles for problematic elements, Crazy Stupid Love has the teenage babysitter text sex picture, like naked pictures of herself to her 12-year-old babysitting.
Cut it.
What is it?
Cut it. I don't even need those.
She sends naked pics of herself to a 12-year-old.
Patrick,
Crazy Stupid Love.
Patrick, no. Relationships are complicated.
It's
complicated.
Very nice. Now, does anyone remember which one Friends with Benefits is?
I just saw the cover.
Is it the Mila Kunis one?
Yeah.
It's Mila Kunis.
And who was she paired with?
Ashton Kutcher.
No. Okay.
No. Wait.
She's with Justin Timberlake.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at No Strings Attached.
Yes. But both those movies came out around the same time. They're pretty much the same movie. Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake have more chemistry than Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher, but Natalie Portman's a better actress. I saw them both within a month. They're fine. They're clearly aimed at people my age. Whatever. I'm ready to cut it.
Cut it.
Honestly, I would say the only thing to keep it in is as a social experiment, I would love to see those two first round head to head. But other than that,
which two?
Well, you would have to see them.
Oh, I don't want to see either.
Otherwise,
of them.
It's going to be me explaining the plots of both. I'm not interested.
And you're like, wait, which one is this again?
Before.
Yeah, never stopped us before.
All right, now, Love, Simon. The first same sex rom com we've had in the mix. I didn't see it.
I also didn't see it.
I heard really good things about it, though.
I feel like we have to keep... We can't cut it without seeing it, because people love it.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's people really love it.
All right, so we're leaving it. Easy A.
How are we going to judge whether
Easy
it moves on?
That's what's going to happen. Easy A is good.
I liked Easy A, yeah.
And we've seen it. And that's the only, and, I, we, and I'll say.
Let's not, no spoilers, but.
For the, we'll say for the.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. None of us saw Love, Simon. It's not going to go far. Not based on merit, just based on none of us.
Yeah, but I think it feels rude to cut something. Just, it's not the movie's fault we didn't see it.
Sure.
And everyone likes it. So I'm sure I will see it, like it, and tell you guys about it on a future episode.
Perfect.
Easy A, we're keeping, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
We keep it. I think it's a romantic comedy, isn't it?
It is a romantic comedy, but is it one of the best ones of the last 10 years?
Well, here's the thing. We're already cutting kind of a lot, right? And I know we'll have other alts to slot in here.
All right. I mean, it was
Which one is To All the Boys?
I liked it.
It's the
okay. I like
the one
enough.
About the. It's on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
You probably haven't seen it. It's about a teenage girl who's shy, but she writes letters to all her crushes, and then her sister sends all the letters to her crushes. So every one of her crushes that she's had since she was like in fifth grade gets a letter from her that seems like she's saying like, I'm in love with you right now.
And then she does like a best of tour of all of these crushes.
No, well, one of them is her sister's ex-boyfriend. So she's very shy. So she hides from that guy. But in order to hide from that guy, she hangs out with the charming guy that she wrote one of those letters to. And that guy pretends to be her boyfriend for a while. And then guess what happens?
What happens?
The guy who's pretending to be her boyfriend and she catch feelings for
each
other.
Yeah, they catch feels.
And then she's like, you're just pretending. And he's like, I haven't been pretending this whole time. I have charisma.
Been pretending this whole time.
Also, if you're going to, God bless that cast. But if you're going to tell me that if that older sister is a freshman in college,
I was
like,
casting.
She looks my age.
In the way that Kelly could play a high schooler, this girl could play a freshman in college.
Mm. Like, and I know that you guys are lying every time you reassure me that I can play a high schooler.
I mean, are we talking about...
Absolutely play.
Thank you.
I don't say it that automatically. I think about it and then I tell you.
Yeah,
yeah, you could.
What are we talking...
In like a Strangers with Candy situation?
Yeah.
I was going to say, are we talking like...
I stole the TV!
Are we talking Charisma Carpenter or Amy Sedaris?
No, you could Charisma Carpenter. You could... Yes. But you don't look like a child.
No, I don't look like a child.
But you look like the kind of people who play children on television.
Sure. Yes. Okay.
That's
thank
not,
you.
That's more of a comment about television.
About television and how it's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, she's definitely poorly cast. She looks like a grown up.
Yeah, she looks like a full grown adult.
Which makes the whole thing, but it's also really, all right, we never talked about this movie before, so I'm going to say it now because it's on the mix. To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Mm-hmm.
Cute movie. Very cute. Like, I had a smile on the whole time watching it. But, so one of the letters she sends is to her sister's ex-boyfriend. The other one is to this other guy who ends up being her love interest. But she is so mean to the sister. Because the sister's ex-boyfriend is very confused. Because they were very good friends. Then he gets a letter saying, I'm in love with you. And then she won't talk to him.
Yeah,
she runs away from him. He comes to her house to talk to her. And she's like, I can't talk to you. I won't talk to you.
Oh.
And they were good friends. And so he loses his... First, he gets dumped by his high school... His girlfriend who just went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Then he bought tickets to go visit her in Scotland. And she was like, don't come.
Ouch. Yeah.
Then, so he gets dumped by his girlfriend.
This bitch is in right. Scotland. So she is ready to like...
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Like, she's like, do not come to
yeah,
Scotland.
Yeah, she's like, do not come here. I am fucking everybody in Scotland
well,
right
and
now.
He's like, she's 18, so she can drink. She can live
absolutely.
Her life.
She's
okay,
she's
so alone. Yeah. So he's... And his best friend, so like his girlfriend dumps him, then his best friend writes a love letter to him and then stops talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole movie, she avoids him. And then at one point he's like, can we like talk? Like we're friends. And she's like, no, I can't talk to you. I'm too embarrassed. And he's like, don't be embarrassed. Like you can talk to me. We're friends. And she's like, no. And then he's like, well, are you dating that random guy that you hang out with
who
now?
Who is extremely hot.
Who is like mm-hmm. the hottest guy in school. And she's like, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'm dating him. And he's like, well, be careful. Like you've never had a boyfriend. And she's like, how could you say these things to me? And then she runs away. And it's like, he is being a good, bewildered good friend the whole time. And we don't see him with any other friends.
I know. And
just
also,
for Josh.
She's just being a little bit defensive about the lie she's doing.
Yes. And she also felt really bad because she had a crush on this guy and then her sister started dating him. And the whole time her sister was dating him, she had a crush on him.
Right.
So she also feels guilty about that and is embarrassed with her sister. But come on.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. They're teenagers. And I think in the second book / second movie, there's going to be some development.
Yeah, I think there's developments think for there's sure. Developments.
So like, so it stays on?
Yeah, it stays on. All right, can we, and this was my ship of 2018, but let's fucking set it up. That does not belong here. It is here because it is also a Netflix
movie. What is
movie.
Set It Up?
That's the one with the assistants.
Yeah.
That was your ship of 2018.
It was but it was just as a prototype, not because it means anything individually. So I'm cutting it.
Okay. All right,
great. All right.
Fine with that.
I don't want to explain it to you guys again. So,
yeah.
All right, so now we're in the 2010s.
We've got four slots right now?
Yep.
Who's got pitches?
I mean, Kelly's looking at her phone. I have a list written in front of me. So
I also have...
Okay, so let me hear some pitches.
I got a couple.
Did y'all see They Came Together?
No.
Yes!
It is a David Wayne romantic comedy that is a hyper self-aware, more comedy than romance. Amy Poehler, Paul Rudd. It is hilarious and awesome. I don't know what this list is without They Came Together.
I mean, that's like putting another teen movie on a teen movie list.
Or
like that's like putting Scary Movie on a horror film list.
Or putting Airplane on a thriller list. I mean, it's a deconstruction of the form because the actual romance doesn't work.
Right.
As a person who watched it, I only saw it once. But like the actual romance doesn't work because the jokes come first at
the jokes
every turn.
Come first
Whereas
at
like,
every
I would
turn,
say
yeah.
Wet Hot American Summer still functions as a summer camp movie, even though comedy is primary. I think that it still has this the heart of a summer camp movie. They Came Together, I don't think has the heart of a rom-com as much, but it is the shell of a rom-com with lots of really funny jokes on
Could
it.
You make the argument that They Came Together is just a rom-com but with absurdist humor in the same way that Wet Hot American Summer is a summer camp movie with absurdist humor?
No, because the humor isn't the humor comes from the form and not from absurdism. Like it is also absurd, but it's riffs on the tropes of romantic comedy. Yeah. So like if we want not to include it, I understand that.
You just said you don't know what this list is.
I don't know what the list is without it.
So it sounds like you feel pretty strongly.
I do feel pretty strongly, but it sounds like Ryan doesn't want it to be on here.
I love that fucking movie so much. I don't see it getting past the top 32.
Half of these movies won't.
That's true.
Wow, way to be literally accurate.
I'm up for putting it against Trainwreck.
Let's do it.
Yep, great.
Okay, what is your pitch, Kelly?
Okay, I don't think I have one.
Okay, really? There's some obvious
ones. Well, for me, okay, I have a question. Do we think Crazy Rich Asians is a rom-com?
What else is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess it is a question of does she go through with this marriage, but like
her relationship is a central plot. Of
it
the
is
whole
true,
thing.
Mm-hmm. But like I think it's a unique rom com in that the like drama of their relationship is her relationship with his parents and how he
right,
deals
but we
with
didn't
his
blink our eyes at Big Fat Greek Wedding.
That's
the conflict
true.
Of Big Fat Greek Wedding has nothing to
that's
do with the
true.
Two of
that's
them.
Totally true. Okay, it's then yes, the, I think Crazy Rich Asians has to definitely go.
Absolutely, 100%.
Oh my gosh, that just reminded me. How did we miss Monster in Law?
What?
Huh?
He's being funny.
I'm being. Oh, that's debatable.
I couldn't laugh because I was writing Crazy Rich Asians. okay, I have some more pitches.
Okay.
Right.
I think that these are much more traditional than They Came Together. But if we're talking traditional rom-coms, I think Just Right is a very clear version of the traditional rom-com. It also gets Queen Latifah in the tournament, which
she needs to be in it.
She is not in it. At
we don't
point.
Have
Oh,
Queen
yes,
Latifah
Just
yet.
Right.
It's about a physical therapist who starts caring for an NBA player played by Common. He is not NBA player size, which is kind of silly. But then she takes care of him, but she has like a hot sister, and so he dates her hot sister for a little while, partially because she like tells him she's not interested, but she's interested.
Well, and there's the patient doctor thing, which I have problems with.
Well, I mean, they don't they wait till they break up, but then he dates the sister because the sister, and the sister's also like trying to date
she wants NBA to players. Date an NBA player,
and the sister is Sinead Lathan, I'll be honest. But that, no, it's not. It's Paula Patton. Okay, sorry. I take it back. It's the same part.
How
though.
Dare you tell a lie and say, I'll be honest?
Because for a second, I thought it was an alien, but it's Paula Patton. But it's a cute, like, you know, and then she realizes that he realizes that she's more than just one of the homies, and she realizes that she should take a chance on love, and then they get together. It's very cute. But no, they don't break any like doctor patient rules.
Top eight of the last decade.
The last decade, I would say for me, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't even see Love, Simon. So
well, let's put it on. Let's throw it on.
I have more pitches.
Yeah, I was gonna say how many slots are left? Because I've got
say your two. Pitch.
Let's hear Colin pitch.
So one is have you guys ever seen Celeste and Jesse Forever?
Yes.
Unconventional. Perhaps not a rom-com in the sense that they're in love, but a rom-com in the sense that it's a two-hour movie about watching people get divorced, and it's one of the most beautiful fucking movies I've ever seen.
So where's the com?
It's hilarious.
Okay.
Where's the rom? I would say
it's
the
about
rom
a
is
romance.
It's about a romance that begins dying. At the end.
Yes.
And then comes to a place. It's like more like
it's
about
like the breakup.
It's the
bittersweet unfolding of a relationship. Mm-hmm. It starts at the end, and then we have to watch these characters sort of explain to the audience why they once loved each other.
I don't. It gets pretty freaking dark. I don't know that I would say that the movie is a bittersweet thing. Mm. Now, I would say the ending feels very bittersweet, and there are sweet moments and bitter moments. Yeah, it's very sweet, but there's two or three acts in the middle that are just, like, sad.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it not a comedy, does it? I love a sad comedy.
No, I think she's saying not a romance.
Yes.
But okay. It is very good.
Okay.
And it's a very good, I would say, if we were talking relationship comedies, mm-hmm. I would put it in there. 100%.
I'm fine with it not making the bracket.
But I'm glad we called it out. I'm glad we talked about it.
We do need more, right?
I have some, but okay. He has two.
Okay.
My other one is A Christmas Prince.
All right, I've got
some. All right,
some.
So Ryan? So
one of them, and this one is sort of a personal favorite, but I think that generations from now will appreciate it, and that's the film Obvious Child.
Oh, that is
fantastic.
I never saw that one.
What a great flick.
Really good flick.
I know. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen. Get used to it, Ryan.
Ryan Mogi was forehead in palm.
That's like
well, some of them I'm like, I get it. Like, it might be problematic or like this.
No,
I just haven't seen a lot of movies. You don't want to make yourself happy.
I know.
You just like pain, I guess. I don't know.
Child is very, very
no,
cute.
That is on my to watch list for sure.
Do they end up together at the end?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they end up on the couch after her abortion.
Yeah.
So it is a like together kind of ending.
Yeah.
It's like
they're not married.
It ends with a fucking Netflix and chill.
Yeah,
which is cute.
Sweet, but like an actual chill.
Yeah, they're fucking talking about how warm their socks are and shit.
It's very cute. It ends with like a Netflix cozy chill. It's very sweet.
That's a good movie.
The other one, and since we only have one slot, I'll also say it now, is I think The Big Sick is a rom-com of note. The past 10 years.
Also have not seen that.
I know.
You've heard the story, though. I've heard the story a ton.
Yeah, I feel like it's no different than hearing Emily or Kumail tell the story.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
But it... yeah.
If you know the story, you know the story.
You don't like rom-coms, so I don't think you should
Here's
waste
the thing,
two
I do
hours
like
of
some
your life.
Rom-coms. I like some rom-coms, but I'm not like... I used to be like crazy into them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When I was in high school.
Oh.
I was very into them.
A Kelly I never knew.
Yeah. But I like some of them. I do like some rom-coms.
So, yeah. So, those were my two that I feel like recent, good.
I've got one more that I would like to float in there, but I do not expect to actually make the list.
Then why even say it?
Because I just...
just kidding.
This is his last chance. I'm just kidding.
It's a Cinderella story. It could go all the way.
It's not going to, but Scott Pilgrim versus the World is a movie that I...
That was Colin approving. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Scott Pilgrim is... I mean, it is maybe more about Scott growing up than anything else, and learning to actually respect women as women and not as objects that he needs to win by beating up their evil exes.
Mm-hmm. It's very clear at the end of the film that his relationship with himself is the only thing he should be thinking about, because he is not ready to interact with other humans. He's a piece of shit.
He is definitely at the beginning of the movie a piece of shit. I think the movie is more of a rom-com than the books.
Mm. Yes, agree.
So for that, like the movie, I think maybe feels more like a rom-com to me because I'm in my head like cross-checking it with the books.
Also, for as good as the books are, it's just such a good movie in that it's such a good adaptation of the source material. Like being, I feel more fun and exciting than the Brian Lee O'Malley book.
Well, and you know the reason why I feel like what it fulfills for us that nothing else we're doing fulfills.
What's that?
You could, if you thought hard, you could think of it. The thing, there is a hole in this list for my heart.
Do we not have a single lesbian couple in this?
There's not. That's also true. But I was going to say there's no Chris Evans otherwise. This is the only way that Chris Evans makes it. Because I didn't even bring up what's your number. Because I knew it's not really, it doesn't really belong here. But otherwise, Chris Evans is not represented in any way. Because we're not doing another Steven movie. And we're not doing, so.
Right.
Okay, okay,
you're
let's do it. Okay. So what are we, do we have, any slots now, or is this?
We've now filled all the slots.
Okay.
So part three, we.
We can do this pretty quick, I think.
All right, so we're going to run the list now.
And we're going to vote, and if it's a tie, we're going to make eye contact until the person who feels the strongest overrules everyone else.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. When Harry Met Sally versus Bull Durham.
When Harry Met Sally, I say.
When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally.
Bull Durham.
Okay. So when Harry Met Sally wins.
I appreciate you voting your heart, even when you knew it didn't matter.
Coming to America versus Romancing the Stone.
Ooh.
This is hard. This is difficult.
I'm going to say Romancing the Stone just because it's more a clear, straight-up rom-com.
I'm going to say Coming to America because it's the only one I've seen.
I'm going to go Coming to America because it's more comedy.
Mm. Interesting, 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 interesting.
But vote your heart. Because I could be swayed, maybe.
I'm going to say Romancing the Stone because... To me, it's a little bit more romantic because I think it's definitely not as funny as
yeah.
Coming to America.
Yeah.
Ty, so now so what was the rule? We stare at each other now?
Until someone feels
whoever feels the hardest about it.
Okay.
And I don't feel that strongly about it.
I'm changing my vote to abstain.
All right, and
abstain?
I'm going
to... Yeah, wow, you gave romance. Up quick.
Wait, no, I changed my vote to abstain. It's a tie again.
Okay, then I'll abstain. It's Romancing the Stone. Right. Some work, Kind Kelly. Of Wonderful versus Moonstruck.
Oh, well, I've not seen either of those.
Same.
I'm going Moonstruck because it's more comedy, but I will make you guys watch that one scene of Some Kind of Wonderful.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm going to say Moonstruck because Nick Cage is really hot in that movie.
Great.
Hard to argue with hot Nick Cage.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, I haven't seen either of them.
Our reasoning would not be approved by AW.com.
Guys, I'm guiding this. It's fine. Okay. Say Anything versus The Princess Bride. Ooh.
Princess Bride is a better
movie. Princess Bride. Yeah. Andre the Giant.
Here's the thing. I've never seen Say Anything. So.
Magical Max.
There we go.
Princess Miracle Max.
Miracle Max.
Miracle Max.
So romantic the way he parades his wife in front of
I
company.
I think someone's chosen it as a ship for this show.
I did.
Before.
I did. I've shipped
them
before.
I was like,
before.
Somebody who has like really skewed views
really
of what...
fucked up.
They give each
ships.
Other equal shit.
Oh, man. That's not
that's
good,
That's not love.
That's not okay. good, dude.
Disagree.
That's not good, dude. That's not good, dude.
How Stella Got Her Groove Back versus Chasing Amy.
Are we now... We're now in the 90s.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to say... How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
I'm going Chasing Amy.
I've only seen Chasing Amy, so I'll vote for that.
I'm also going to go Chasing Amy.
Chasing Amy.
She's All That versus 10 Things I Hate About You.
10 Things I Hate About You. Clear Victor.
Yeah, I didn't even pause. Gross Point Blank versus The Wedding Singer.
Oh,
fuck, why do you
that
do
is
this?
A, damn it.
Whoa, this is a barn burner.
How?
Gross Point Blank.
Wedding Singer.
Wedding
Singer.
I know that it's tough. Those are great.
It is tough. It is tough.
Either one of those.
I think we made the right choice.
Just wait. Groundhog Day versus While You Were Sleeping.
Oh, man.
I think Colin has to choose this one.
Okay, you have to choose. You have to choose.
Colin Solo. Colin Solo.
What I want, but.
Yeah, me too.
I'll do what Colin says because I love them almost as much as he
does. Yeah, I'll do what you say, Colin.
Here's the thing. He knocked the squirrel out of the tree, you guys.
He's not the main
guy in the movie.
I vote for Peter Gallagher.
Oh my god.
What an upset.
What is wrong with you?
What Colin said.
I can't believe that his reasoning, you.
His reasoning is wrong, but it is a good movie. Okay, while you were sleeping.
He's not the ship.
I know.
He is my ship.
Oh okay. My god.
I ship it. It's while he was sleeping. He's the titular character.
40-year-old virgin versus Bridget Jones' Diary. I got to go, Bridget.
Okay, but well, I've not seen Bridget, so I'm doing 40.
Yeah, I've not seen Bridget either. So I'll abstain since we have one for 40 already.
I will also abstain as I have
what
not.
What the fuck? Well,
Patrick, you're the deciding.
I understand.
Pride Prejudice is the basis of all romance.
Let's just do Bridget.
Let's do Bridget.
Fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your bag of sand.
Yeah, it's a great line. Forgetting Sarah Marshall versus My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh,
Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Totally.
Not to say that that is not also
I did
a great
love,
movie.
I did love that Greek movie, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's a heart.
That Greek movie.
You know, that Greek movie. You know what I mean?
I love Euros.
Hey, what about Love Actually versus Amelie?
Amelie.
Done. Something New, which none of you have seen, versus 500 Days of Summer.
Well, I've never seen either of them, so I'm going to say Something New. Because you liked it, so I'm going to say that.
I'm going to say 500 Days of Summer.
I'll abstain as to not make a tie. So that makes it Muggies. Because I do like 500 Days of Summer, but you described Something New so passionately. It sounds like it's a good movie.
500 Days of Summer was very important to me when it came out.
Then choose that.
But Something New is so good.
Well,
I'm going to go with, I think 500 Days of Summer hits calm of the rom-com harder.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, Simon Baker. You cute little golden retriever lover. And I kind of like 500 Days of Summer versus Zombie Lee next time. Anyway, okay. They Came Together versus Trainwreck.
Never saw either of those, so I will abstain.
I'm going to say They Came Together in an upset.
I'm going to say They Came Together as well.
Okay, do never say They Came Together that way.
They Came Together.
You guys,
I'm voting for Trainwreck even though, but like, please, when we have to do this again, don't
no promises.
Like
no.
Seriously, a David Wayne picture in this. I didn't think I would see the day. I'm very excited about that.
Crazy. I have a Mogi's mention that I forgot. Well, we haven't done them yet, but sorry. I just remembered my favorite rom-com. Okay. Crazy Rich Asians versus Just Right. Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Love Simon versus Easy A.
Oh, crap. Sorry, Love Simon. I know it's so good. Everyone's saying
we're
it's
gonna
so,
see
so
it
good.
And
I
love
like
it. It's
going
to ruin everything. We'll have to come back and open this up again, but I'm saying Easy A.
I like Easy A.
You know
I never the
I'm
going to
say Love Simon.
Really?
Just for, you know what? For posterity's sake, I want to look back at this and be like, you know what? I guessed right. When I go and see Love, Simon, I will be like, I was right.
All
right.
Yeah.
My gut was right.
And we do whatever.
Okay, so we're on to the next round,
yeah,
right?
To All the Boys versus Scott Pilgrim.
Well,
this is a very hard thing.
I have not seen To All the Boys.
Nor have I, but it sounds like an actual romantic comedy.
Whereas
Scott Pilgrim is fringe at best.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to vote for the movie that I've never seen versus the movie that I've seen literally like 8 times and I absolutely love.
The movie that you will watch anytime it's on TV.
The movie
that's
that I
not
will...
what this competition is.
I understand.
Exactly.
We should do a bracket like that someday.
We will.
If they're both just starting on two different channels,
which
would you pick?
It's the movie that you would watch if like you're having to share a hotel room with your parents and your mom's still getting ready. And you're watching the TV.
I mean, for me, it's Serenity every time. That shit was on HBO for so long.
You're talking about the Matthew McConaughey one. I was like, you're going to go to the movie theater?
No!
Okay, To All the Boys or Scott Pilgrim?
I vote To All the Boys.
To All the Boys, I guess.
Have you not seen To All the Boys, I would say Scott Pilgrim.
To All the Boys is more of a rom-com.
There we go.
Okay, second round.
Ooh.
We got it, guys.
When Harry Met Sally versus Romance in the Stone.
Harry Met Sally.
Princess Bride versus Moonstruck.
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
Chasing Amy versus 10 Things I Hate About You.
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 See you, Chasing Amy.
Do you want to do the speech again? What you did last week?
No.
We have no time.
Okay, if any, whatever wins the number one thing, if there's a meaningful speech, we'll make someone read the winner of the whole thing.
Wow, if we get to number one and there isn't a heartfelt monologue in that whole movie,
it might be They Came Together. Okay.
They Came Together.
They Came.
God, so disgusting.
So gross. The Wedding Singer versus While You Were Sleeping. While You Were Sleeping.
While You Were Sleeping.
The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer.
Whoa! Okay, staring.
Bill Pullman in those cable knit sweaters, helping her move furniture on New Year's Eve.
Drew Barrymore trying on the wedding dress, crying because she knows she's going to get married to this asshole, and then rehearsing.
And her name is going to be Julia Guglia.
Right. But she's rehearsing the
she
new name.
She dates that asshole.
Those?
When Sandra Bullock finds out what Peter Gallagher really is, she doesn't go through with the wedding. She never dates him.
Julia doesn't go through with the wedding either.
She's fucked. She's been underneath Guglia.
I feel like you are judging her.
Here's the thing.
I'm trying to win.
Everybody learns. And I mean, how can you argue with...
Are you going to sing this fucking song?
Here's my question.
Do the dishes in our kitchen sink.
I love that that's where you start. It's not even the beginning of the verse.
No, I don't know. How does it start?
It starts and ends with Sandy B's heartfelt tears in her eyes confessions to the fucking adorable family.
Uncle Joe.
Her surrogate uncles and parents and aunts and brothers and sisters who took her into their lives.
She has no
and
family.
She has to tell them that it was all a fucking lie, but through it all, she now loves their other son.
Do you remember when she was like, she bought a passport, but she didn't have anything to put in it because she was never going to leave town? And then she meets Bill Pullman and he starts a furniture business, and then she gets stamps in her passport.
Mogi, when they asked me.
Church tongue. That part where they're like, how are you going to kiss him? And she's like, church tongue. And they're like,
that sounds very calm, but not very rom. We've just.
Wait, what?
Colin,
how is this not rom? How is this not rom?
Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I want to do is grow old with you.
See, Billy Idol gets it. I don't know why she doesn't.
Billy Idol is in this movie.
There is a
Peter Gallagher. Peter Gallagher's left eyebrow. Peter Gallagher's right eyebrow.
This all falls under the greater umbrella of Peter Gallagher.
Here's the thing. Peter Gallagher will always be Peter Gallagher, but Peter Gallagher is not the ship.
We're going to talk about Adam Sandler and Peter Gallagher in the same breath without mentioning Mr. Deeds. It's separate from the argument we're having, but I just thought of it.
Guys,
that weird Boy George impersonator. Are you proud of that?
Okay, no, that does not age great. That does not age great.
It doesn't age great.
Wait, what's wrong with him?
Actually,
living his best life. He's just an androgynous male in the 1980s.
That film treats him like a punchline.
He's a punchline.
It's not great.
Wow, but I saw him as a human being.
Well, you're a good person, but you didn't make it
elevated,
movie.
Okay? You're
and
fucking great.
What are you doing, my friend, right now?
I'm sorry. Okay, what else happens while you were sleeping?
Guys, we got to coin flip this one.
Okay. Does anyone have a coin?
I think we have to better than a coin flip.
What?
I think we have to use Sarah.
You would make Sarah do this?
I think she has to. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
All right, Sarah.
If you had to choose between...
Two, one.
The Wedding Singer!
Yeah!
Oh, Wedding Singer!
This is why Sarah and I could never be together.
Well, I accept the judgment.
No, I also accept it.
But it's so wrong. Oh my God, While You Were Sleeping could have gone all the way.
Any of these could go all the way. That's what we're doing.
This song is so cute.
No, the song is cute. And you're singing the song Almost Got Me. If it wasn't Sandy, if it wasn't Sandy B and Bill Pullman, you might have done it.
Give you my coat when you are cold. Need you, feed you, even let you hold the remote control.
Oh, gender comedy is real fun.
No, he's an addict to the television. You could have got me with a
rapping granny verse, but...
Rapping granny is
hip,
good.
Hop, a hip to the hip, to the hip, 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 hop, a you don't stop, a rocket to the bang, bang, boogie to the top, the boogie to the boogie to the boogie to beat.
Okay, Bridget Jones' Diary verse is Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Sarah Marshall, sorry.
I'm going to vote for Bridget Jones' Diary just because I can't let it go without love, but yeah, Forgetting Sarah Marshall is great. 500 Days of Summer versus Emily.
Never saw Emily, heard it's a perfect film.
Emily.
I'm going to say Emily as well. I really like 500 Days of Summer, but I think Emily is
I'll go Emily too. Flick. Okay, They Came Together. Said Just Like That. Versus Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, I'll say Crazy Rich Asians.
I'll go with that.
Easy A versus To All the Boys I Loved Before.
Easy A.
Okay. We're getting there, guys.
We're the Elite Eight. Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm learning.
Okay. And then we'll be in the final four. But the Elite Eight is When Harry Met Sally versus. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Huh?
Did we do Romance in the Stone versus Moonstruck?
No, Romancing the Stone lost to Harry Met Sally.
No.
And Moonstruck lost to Princess Bride.
Oh, okay, that's why I did that. Yeah. When Harry Met Sally versus Princess Bride.
When Harry Princess Met Sally. Princess
Bride. It's got to be When Harry Met Sally. That's a real rom-com.
Patrick, what's your jam?
It's not about what your jam is. It's about what's the romantic comedy. And don't think about dysfunctional relationships that are kind of unhappy as part of bolstering this.
No, just think
of
about
Carrie Fisher and Bruno Kirby.
Think about Miracle Max.
That's what I'm
saying. Think about Andre
the Giant. Princess Bride.
Yes!
What?
Tie!
Come on.
You're
come
so
on. Harry Met Sally
I love that
correct.
It takes me an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend the day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. Come on.
Oh, yeah? Well,
you
what about
I
thought
went.
That if you found the princess, we would need an extra horse, so I brought an extra horse. That's a paraphrase.
Hello,
you
baby.
Killed my father. Okay. So. 10 Things I Hate About You versus The Wedding Singer. 10 Things I Hate About You.
10 Things.
I'm going to say Wedding Singer.
I'm also going to say The Wedding Singer.
You're fucking wrong. You're so wrong. Oh my God.
10 Things I Hate About You is...
10 Things I Hate About You is great.
It is a Shakespearean tale.
Shakespearean tale.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
And it takes... It's
a foamy frosty Shakespeare. It's a Shakespeare.
It takes Taming of the Shrew, which has some like inherent
problems. Has some problems.
And it evolves it and sets it in a time and a place to make it a feminist story.
And it's... Yeah.
Wedding Singer does not align with my feminist ideals in the way that 10 Things I Hate About You does. There is no teen programming that has what 10 Things I Hate About You can offer.
I do think that 10 Things I Hate About You is the best teen movie of the 90s.
Well, yeah, we all decided that together.
No, but I mean, I'm saying teen movie. I'm putting Scream in that list. I'm putting Can't Hardly Wait in that list.
I disagree with this wholeheartedly.
Scream is...
Scream is maybe one of the best movies of all time.
I love Scream.
And Can't Hardly Wait has a lot to say about life. But yeah, no.
But just on like pure enjoyment. Like,
yeah, it's a fun movie.
Right.
It has.
Okay, I'm going to change to 10 Things I Hate About You.
All right, thank you.
I will also change to 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, wow. It's a sweep. The JGLs. So.
The Heath. I forgot about the Heath.
Okay. God, guys, it's happening. All right.
It's not Bridget
Sarah,
Jones.
I want it to be. Sarah Marshall versus... Forgetting Sarah Marshall versus Emily.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I'm with you guys. That's a pure rom-com. Crazy Rich Asians versus Easy A.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah. I think I have to agree.
I'll vote for Easy A just to descend, but I'm fine with the way the bracket
All right,
goes.
It is the final four.
Oh, man.
Ooh, this is it, you guys. It has been two long weeks for same day shipping.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I hope you like episodes that are too long.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's
okay,
too long.
I didn't realize how long we got.
No, that's
good. 2.5 hours over the course of 2 weeks in this shit. I love it.
From the East, we have When Harry Met Sally versus 10 Things I Hate About You.
When Harry Met Sally.
I gotta go When Harry Met Sally. It's too important to the genre.
10 things I hate about you.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Really?
10 things.
What?
I hate about you. I loved that movie. So
that movie.
Goddamn much.
That when movie it would out. Not exist.
Yeah.
If the modern rom-com wasn't invented by a film called When Harry Met Sally.
And you know what?
We're not going if by no historical one
invented, significance. Yeah, if no one invented basketball, LeBron James wouldn't be the fucking greatest champion of all time.
Okay, that's but... another bracket that I guess we have to fight about.
I don't know. I love the... They interview all the different couples that are so talking good. About each other. And at the very end, they interview Harry and Sally, and they're talking about each other. And they talk about the cake that she orders.
Yeah. Poppycosh. There's like the...
Oh, God. That part. Okay, there's some parts where like he needs to stop talking so much.
But that's what I like, is that like neither Harry nor Sally are perfect.
Yeah.
But you really believe that they can work it out. Do you really believe that Kat and Patrick are going to work it out?
I don't think it matters if they're going to work it out.
They're
I think
in high school.
I think what matters is the romance that they experience during the course of the movie.
When he's lying to her.
Yes.
I would say yes, more then. Important than their romance is the adventure of them. No, all right, fine. I just talked myself out of it.
Oh,
I
fooled.
I fooled. I'm sorry, Patrick.
I can feel it happening.
Baby.
And if it's quite all right, I'll meet you, baby. To walk alone in nights and let me love you.
And then you got Hole playing on the rooftop of their it's weird not, castle
that
school.
Is not, that's not
it
Hole.
Was letters
is
it not? To Cleo.
Oh, but was it?
Yeah.
Hole would have been a different, more interesting choice.
Maybe I don't remember the film as well as I thought. Yeah, right?
Wasn't it?
Like a make me over.
That wasn't the song?
It's not Courtney Love.
Oh my God, it's not?
It's a Cheap Trick song. Okay.
I thought it
okay,
was
so so
whole.
So when Harry Met Sally won that one.
Yep.
Okay.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall versus Crazy Rich Asians. I think these are two great examples of the last 20 years of rom-coms.
I'm going to go with watchability. I'm voting with Forgetting Sarah Marshall. This time I'm voting with the movie that I've seen dozens of times and will watch dozens
now,
of times
do you,
more.
Do you feel like maybe you've seen it dozens of times because it's been out for a long enough time? Like Crazy Rich Asians, you probably could, unless you were obsessed with it, you probably couldn't have seen it dozens of times at this point.
True, but Forgetting Sarah Marshall is my like in sickness and health kind of movie. Like I go
one you would marry?
Yeah, like I go back to that one to watch.
I am also going to vote for Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to settle this one because I am also a Crazy Rich Asian.
Which
person.
One has Hole in it?
Hole is not in either of these movies.
Oh my God.
I mean, one has Kristen Bell having sex with Russell Brand a bunch.
That's pretty close to being Hole.
I mean, and this is hard because I really like Jason Segel.
Yeah.
But Crazy Rich Asians, it is so good. And maybe
I agree.
Like
both of these movies are so good.
The female protagonist who like really grows and has to like stand up for herself and has like really low lows and then really like strong highs, I think is part of it for me. But if I watched Sarah Marshall more recently, I might feel that way. Like when he's doing his little puppet thing.
Mm.
Mm. I also, you know what? I love Forgetting Sarah Marshall as a movie. The Mila Kunis, Jason Segel relationship. Like if they never saw each other again, I could still be happy about that movie's ending. Whereas I would be sadder with Crazy Rich Asians if she and the dude.
I don't
can't
know
remember
his
character.
I don't
name.
Know his name.
If they broke up. So like I was like he proposes to her in the
that's
through the ring and stuff, like that's pretty moving. Whereas when Mila Kunis shows up for the play is the moment of triumph for me.
Right.
Not Mila Kunis showing up.
I guess to that end, maybe Forgetting Sarah Marshall, you know, true to its title, is less about the new relationship that he's going into and more about getting past the old relationship.
Well, then I'm double voting for Crazy Rich Asians.
I would say seeing Jason Segel's dick in the first 4 minutes of that movie.
Of Crazy Rich Asians?
Yeah. It was a weird beginning.
It's them watching Forgetting Sarah Marshall on TV in the first scene.
I'm changing my vote to Crazy Rich Asians.
Yay!
Sorry, bro.
Sorry.
All right, now it is head to head. When Harry Met Sally.
Wow.
Harry, Sally, Bruno Kirby, Carrie Fisher. Crazy Rich Asians.
Characters whose names you don't remember.
Greatest rom-com.
The actor, the lead actor guy is named Henry, right?
I think so.
Man, woman, Gemma Chan, Mike Chang from Glee shows up at the end.
Rachel is the girl and Nick is her boyfriend. Oh, Nick.
And what's the actor's name?
Henry Golding.
Yeah.
And Constance Wu.
Yeah. So I go When Harry Met
Me
Sally.
Me too. I go When Harry Met Sally.
I go When Harry Met Sally.
You get to vote.
yeah, When Harry Met Sally is... yeah, I'll vote for that one.
Are you just going to vote for Bull Durham again? You can do it right in.
I love Bull Durham. The thing about... No, I'm kidding.
All right, now... I mean, what happened today is what I really hoped would happen.
Was that When Harry Met Sally would come onto the list and then take it?
That something that belonged on the list that wasn't even included would win it. And it proved, EW.com, you don't know nothing.
No, they don't know nothing.
Well, and also all of our final four, right, were movies write-ins, not on their list.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have my secret list. Well, it's not secret because I told you guys about it. But I want to say it before we say to relationship.
Say it.
Let's hear Mogi's mentions.
Okay, Mogi's mentions.
And then after you do that, I just want to do one quote from...
You're going to do the read?
When Harry Met Sally.
Great. All right, here they are. Valley Girl, All of Me, The Sure Thing, Roxanne, Strictly Ballroom, Reality Bites, Drive Me Crazy, So I Married an Axe Murderer, Can't Buy Me Love, French Kiss, Hotel to Love, The Truth About Cats and Dogs, The Matchmaker, Keeping the Faith, High Fidelity.
Keeping the Faith.
Can we really quick say 1 second? No one ever knows what the cover of this movie looks like. The Truth About Cats and Dogs. What do you, from your memory, what does this cover look like?
It's Janine Garofalo sitting on a bench and a dog wearing roller skates.
No one's sitting.
Damn it.
But everyone thinks someone's sitting on a bench.
Yeah, right? Isn't it?
No one's sitting on a bench.
This is the weirdest question asked on the show.
I mean, you say nobody knows, but like,
I just feel like everybody misremembers it. Everybody misremembers what the cover looks like.
Uma Thurman is wearing a slip dress as floral over a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then
is the dress yellow?
Standing. No.
Okay.
And it's then, like black with...
And kind of like to the side and behind. So like Uma Thurman's on the right.
Oh, yeah.
And on the left, the behind is
the guy.
Janine Garofalo.
Oh, Janine.
Is on the left. And then there's a dog. And then, now I'm looking at it, sorry. And the dog is on roller skates.
The dog is on roller skates. I thought that
Uma Thurman was on wrapped up in the
leash, I thought there was a bench.
Happens in the movie. I think there might be a bench behind them. But yeah, they're not sitting on the bench.
There's got to be a movie with a dog and a bench.
No.
So wait, are you having a lot of experiences where people are like, oh yeah, I know the cover of The Truth About Cats and Dogs, and then they describe something else?
So a couple years ago, saw the cover and I was like, what the fuck? I thought it like looked like something else. And then I asked a bunch of people, what do you think the cover looks like? And they were all fucking wrong. And most people don't remember that the dog is the one wearing the roller skates.
The dogs in roller skates is like a plot point.
Oh, really?
I feel like this is the true winner of our bracket.
Of your Mogi's mentions, what is your, what's the one that you wish...
Could have been in this.
Could have been.
Here's the thing. I don't know that you guys have seen these movies. So I knew they were all losers.
There's a couple of great ones in there. If you ask me.
High Fidelity is a great one. I don't think it would go very far in the list, but I would have liked to see it on the list.
Yeah. I think the same about Axe Murderer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Axe Murderer is great. And that one I didn't think of until we were doing this. But I would say that in terms of just pure rom-com, Roxanne stands against any of these.
I don't know Roxanne.
It's a Cyrano de Bergerac tale, but it's set in the 80s in Aspen. Steve Martin is the Cyrano of the story.
Right.
He has a prosthetic nose throughout the film, and he falls in love with Daryl Hannah, who is a literal rocket scientist who moves to town.
Ooh, it sounds pretty wacky.
She's Daryl Hannah, mm-hmm. so you're like, she's too pretty for anyone.
Right.
But then she's also like the smartest person to ever be in Aspen. And he used to be the smartest person in Aspen, but then she moved down. And there's also like a Beau Hunk firefighter, who of course she thinks that she likes, mm-hmm. but really.
And he's the face to the game. Yeah.
Yep.
I love Keeping the Faith.
Keeping the Faith is a great film.
Isn't that Ed Norton and Ben Stiller and
Jenna Elfman?
Jenna Elfman, mm-hmm. that's right.
And
one of them
Ed
is
Norton
a priest. And yeah, it's an Ed Norton directed movie.
And what bracket would that? That would have been Norton, in the Apatow bracket, right?
No, I think the 90s bracket.
It came out in the year 2000.
Oh, okay. So it would have been a straddler.
I think it would have done well in that bracket, even though that was one of the stronger brackets.
Yeah, this movie came out probably the year I was confirmed. And so I remember like watching it and connecting very strongly mm-hmm. to the Ed Norton character.
Like, you were like, I too am a young Christian man.
That's right.
Right after you were confirmed. I remember when I was confirmed too. Oh, those Protestant days.
Yeah, any of the ones that I mentioned on my list, I vouch for 100%.
Wow.
But yeah, and the sure thing is that I think one of the best like adolescent rom-coms there is, but no one's seen it.
But there can only be one winner.
Yeah, good mentions, Ryan.
It's really good mentions, Ryan.
Kelly, you want to take us home?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to need you to read some of these lines, Patrick.
Oh my God, are you guys about to do a love scene?
No, it's not a love scene. So you're going to be reading.
Out on the table.
If that happens, I'm not saying two relationships.
So you read basically just not Harry.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. We started out like this, Helen and I. We had blank walls. We hung things. We picked out tiles together. Then you know what happens? 6 years later, you find yourself singing Sorry with a Fringe on Top in front of Ira.
Do we have to talk about this right now?
Yes, I think that right now is actually the perfect time to talk about this because I want our friends to benefit from the wisdom of my experience. Right now, everything is great. Everyone's happy. Everyone's in love. But you got to know that sooner or later, you're going to be screaming at each other about who's going to get this ditch. This $8 dish will cost you $1,000 in phone calls to the legal firm of That's Mine, This Is Yours.
Harry.
Please, Jess Marie, do me a favor for your own good. Put your name in your books right now before they get mixed up and you don't know whose is whose. Because one day, believe it or not, you'll go 15 rounds over who's going to get this coffee table. This stupid wagon wheel Roy Rogers garage sale coffee table.
I thought you liked it.
I was being nice.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.